We're going to move to Mishnah Zion, Mishnah 7, and we're going to begin a series of independent interpretations of the concept of two witnesses in the Torah. The first two of these are going to deal with Edim Zolomim, and that's why this set of interpretations are here. And also, if you remember back to episode 1, the Edim Zolomim passage begins with an exhortation of the Torah about having two witnesses. It says, Lo yakum eid echad, you cannot just have one witness. One witness does not suffice. Rather, what it says is, Al pi shnei edim, or al pi shlosha edim yakum davar. The thing will depend on having two witnesses or having three witnesses. And similarly, an earlier passage, which is actually the verse that's quoted in the Mishnah, in the earlier in Parashat Shoftim, says almost the same thing. Al pi shnayim edim or shlosha edim. It is only according to two or three witnesses. So the interpretations are going to be based on this phrase, okay, I understand why you said two, Torah, because two is the minimum. But if two is the minimum, why did you say three? What is the additional detail of or three or shlosha? What does it add to our understanding of how the laws of witnesses works? Now, the precise relationship between all these different pieces is a little bit tricky. I split it up in the way that I think makes the most sense, but know that there are lots of other interpretations of exactly how these different drashot, these different explanations of this verse, are explained by the different commentators and also in the Talmud. Mishnah Zayin. Al pi shenayim edim or shlosha edim yumat hamet. That's the passage from Devarim Yod Zayin, Deuteronomy 17. Now the Mishnah picks up. Im mitkayemet ha'edut bishnayim, lama paratakatu bishlosha? If the testimony is enough with two witnesses, why does Scripture specify three? And here's the answer. Ela, lahakish shlosha lishnayim. It is to equate three to two, and this is going to be a detail of the laws of Edom Zomimin. Ma shlosha mazimin et hashnayim. Just as three witnesses can make two others zomimin, af hashnayim yazomu et hashlosha. The same way, two witnesses can make three into zomimin. In other words, what matters in a group of witnesses is that it has a minimum of two, and everything else, legally, they're treated as just one group. And it doesn't matter how big the group is. Uminayin afilu mea, and how do we know it's even 100 people? Talmud lomar edim. That's why it says edim, generally, just witnesses, without specifying a number. So even if one group of witnesses of 100 people, these 100 people all said that Plony killed a guy, you might think, well, 100 people can't be lying. But the answer is, if there are two witnesses who come forward and say all of those 100 people, every single one of them, were with us during the time they said the murder took place, all of them are executed as Edim Zomimin. So it seems unlikely, but the point is that the number of witnesses does not make a set of witnesses stronger or more reliable than any other set of witnesses. The Torah is teaching, according to the Mishnah, once you hit the minimum of two, any number above two is treated exactly the same. That's the first anonymous explanation of this detail, or shlosha, of three witnesses, or three. Now there's a named drasha of Rabbi Shimon, which we're going to do in this episode, and then the next episode we'll continue with Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon's understanding of this verse is, Ma shenayim eina neharagin ad shiyu shenayhem zomamin, just as two are not executed until both of them are made into zomamin, af shlosha eina neharagin ad shiyu shloshtan zomamin. Three also cannot be executed until all three of them are made into zomamin. So in the case of the 100 witnesses that the two people said, all of you were with us, if it was only, according to Rabbi Shimon, 98 of them were with them, and the other two happened to be somewhere else, then none of those witnesses were executed. They'd be false witnesses, but they're not scheming witnesses, and they wouldn't be executed at all. Uminayin afilu mea, and then it finishes in the same way. How do we know even 100? Talmud lomar edim. That's why it says edim, witnesses, without qualification. So these are two interpretations that sort of explain why this two witnesses or three witnesses is mentioned specifically in the context of Edim Zomamin, and also earlier in Parashat Shoftim. The first teaches that there is no difference between the number in a group. Once it's a group, it's just a group of witnesses. It's just a cut. And the other one teaches that all of the witnesses have to be shown to be scheming in order for them to be executed as Edim Zomamin. You can't show that half of the witnesses were scheming to execute the other one. You can't do the law of Edim Zomamin in that case, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, these don't disagree with each other. They seem to be complementary interpretations in different areas of law. In the next episode, we'll continue with Mishnah Zayin, and we'll do Rabbi Kiva's opinion, which then sort of bleeds into Mishnah Chet as well.